in middle and elementary and Chinese school, names and faces we'd long since buried like ghosts in our memories. Tonight, I'd hoped that for once, maybe Jamie wouldn't be the center of attention. Tonight, in Sinclair Prep's century-old auditorium, over 100 pairs of eyes were trained on the brightly lit stage. Trained on me, and the students sitting behind me. Principal Bates was taking his time getting the sound system and projector set up. But in the lull, the whispers rose up and surrounded me. Everyone was wondering the same thing. Where is Jamie? Two seats to my left, Louisa Wu huffed next to Kiera William. I haven't seen her since AP World, and she hasn't even read any of my texts.
Maybe she fell asleep. You know how stressed she's been, murmured Kiera.
Louisa and Kiera were Jamie's latest hangers-on slash BFFs.
This is Jamie Yuan we are talking about, piped up Isabel Lim, who sat right behind Kiera. I don't think she ever sleeps. Maybe Jamie's too ashamed. I wouldn't show up to give a speech in front of all the parents either if everyone knew my father was an embezzling, low-life, no-good crook.
Students, please!
Principal Bates turned around with a glare, raising a finger to his lips. The whispers quieted, but didn't stop. Here at Sinclair Prep, the whispers never stopped. That was why some students like to theorize that these archaic halls were haunted, inhabited and troubled by ghosts. My cell phone buzzed in the sliver of space between the waistband of my skirt and my skin. Students weren't supposed to have electronics on stage. This meant, of course, everyone around me texted subtly in their laps. Once Bates turned back around, I slid my phone out. Crystal.
Nancy, best of luck with the speech. Smiley.
Akil.
Break a leg, bro.
Alexander. Thumbs up. Nancy. Thanks, guys. Just wondering why Jamie didn't show up to give the speech herself. Crystal.
It isn't like her to not show up for a chance to show off.
Nancy. Yeah, I'm worried. Remember how earlier she asked us to meet her at Bethesda Fountain because she wanted to tell us something, and she didn't come to that either? It's really not like her. Alexander.
Maybe Jamie needed a day off. I mean, we've all been cramming for AP tests this entire month, plus the girls' volleyball team won states. I wouldn't blame her if she sleeps until graduation, LOL.
Akil.
Or maybe Jamie's dead. Like, on top of her dad being an embezzler, he's a murderer, too.
I shuddered at Akil's text. All the whispers traveling around me, and these auditorium lights creaking above like phantoms. And now this talk of death. It was enough to spook anyone. Nancy.
OMG, don't even joke about that.
Alexander.
Mr. Ruan's been in jail for months, though. There's no way he could do anything to Jamie.
Akil.
Ask Louisa Wu. Maybe she knows. Isn't she BFFs with Jamie now?
Nancy. Louisa doesn't know either. Heard her saying that.
Nancy!
The principal waved me over, an invitation to join him at the podium. I stood and took a deep breath, shaking my head to clear my thoughts. Focus. Concentrate. Nothing matters except this speech. I tried desperately to channel Jamie's powerful aura as I left my seat and stepped up to the podium in her place.
Welcome, Principal Bates announced, to the 92nd Junior Honors Night of Richard Sinclair Preparatory School, the preeminent private high school in the United States, home to a centuries-old tradition of the very highest academic excellence. Here at Sinclair Prep, our students strive to uphold our values of earning a merit-based education, celebrating our differences, and together exploring the achievements of mankind. I am proud to introduce this evening's student speaker, distinguished honor student, Nancy Luo.
Polite applause followed the principal's introduction. Per tradition, the privilege of speaking at Honors Night went to the top-ranked students of the grade. For our class, that had always been Jamie. But tonight, Jamie wasn't here, which meant that responsibility fell to me. Principal Bates passed me the microphone and PowerPoint clicker with a tight-lipped smile. Behind me, the giant projector screen flashed with the opening slide of the presentation Jamie had painstakingly prepared for this night.
We've made it.